Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's James from WeDoTech.net. We're here right at the Eurogamer Expo, sitting outside a cafe, catching up with all the games that we got to play so far today. Now, let me tell you something. Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 is simply stunning. It really is impressive. Now, the build that they've got here today seems to be pretty much unlocked. They've got the majority of the Master League unlocked, apart from being able to make your own teams and kits at the moment, but the rest of the game is unlocked. You can play the Champions League mode, you can play all of the other leagues that are available in the game, and let me tell you something, the game is top notch. It really is fantastic. I mean, the graphical fidelity is there, the physics are there, even player movement and linking the tricks together work well. One of my main criticisms with FIFA 11 was the fact that a lot of the AI players would go and tackle you, and basically not tackle you, rather the fact that they would do tricks on you constantly throughout the actual game. When you get tricks pulled upon you on Pro Evolution Soccer 2011, it feels fairer, it feels right, and the work you have to do to progress to score a goal on the game once again shows that you put a lot of effort in. And there's no, from what I was playing, I was here literally 2 hours before it opened to the public this morning and played Pro Evolution Soccer 2011, the final co-build, for a good, well, pretty much a whole hour. And it never felt like you could score a cheap goal on this game at all. I think it's going to deliver everything that everyone asked for. How the online Master League works remains a mystery. I think that's going to be a major, major factor for everyone involved. That game has got to deliver, the servers have got to deliver. If they can do that, then we're looking at the best Pro Evo to date. Well, it already is the best Pro Evo to date, because it hasn't been very good in the last couple of years. But it looks like something that you're going to want above FIFA 11. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it really is that good. So, yeah, just thought I'd get you guys excited for the release. Obviously, you haven't got long to wait. But if you have any questions on Twitter, if you have any questions on Facebook in relation to the game, I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. Well, I'm going to get on and write the rest of this, and see you guys later on.